The Lum and Abner Show, on the air for Frigid Air. Frigid Air, a division of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show starring Lum and Abner.
Granny Abner, you won't believe this, but looky here. We got a letter from the president.
Don't tell me we've been drafted.
No, we've been invited to Washington to attend the inauguration.
Well.
Ain't that something?
Oh, yeah.
What is inauguration?
Well, that's the big event where every 4 years they swear in a Democratic president.
Recollect when you used to have them, what they call them, Republicans?
No, I don't, but of course you're older than I am. Well, come on, we better start getting packed up here.
Yeah, well, Lum, don't you think we ought to drop Mr. Truman a postcard and let him know we're coming? Otherwise, he might not be expecting to see us at this inauguration.
Oh, that's all right. There's a lot of folks that never expected to see him at this inauguration. America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealer. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Fact alone. That thing's so heavy, I don't believe I'll ever get it to Washington, though.
Well, what are you taking so much junk along for? We're just going for a visit. We ain't been elected to nothing, you know.
Well, you know how Elizabeth is. Insisted on me taking some of the outlandishest things. Why, she even wanted me to take a necktie.
Well, you really ought to have taken one, too. We'll have to dress fancy in Washington, you know.
We will, huh?
Well, sure. Found you a lot of them congressmen will more than likely wear tails.
Well, judging from what Truman said about the last Congress, I don't doubt it.
Wait a minute here. Hey, what's that you got strapped to your suitcase?
Them snowshoes. Won't I need them?
Well, of course not. Where do you think you're going, Los Angeles?
Know what route we're going by. Have you got the railroad ticket yet?
No, but the fella in the ticket office is trying to get us some. He's going to call us back.
You know, Lum, maybe we oughtn't to go.
Why not? Don't you want to see the president?
Why, sure, I'd love to, but, Lord, I just hate to barge in on him without letting him know first.
Well, wait a minute, Adam. We ain't going to stay at his place.
Well, I don't see why not. That's a pretty big house he's got there, and there's just three of them.
I know that.
Of course, now, I don't think we ought to stay for meals. Well, I guess we could. If his woman's anything like Elizabeth, she'd be glad to set on a couple of extra plates and choke out a few extra biscuits or something.
Well, now, listen, Admiral, we ain't going to stay with the Trumanses. We'll more than likely have a house full of relays. Wait a minute, I believe that's our ring.
Well, what the invite is for if he don't want us to stay with him?
Hello, John, I'm down the store. Lum Edwards talking.
Miss Edwards, this is the ticket office again. And the only way I can get you to Washington is to route you through Cleveland and up to Buffalo.
Well, we don't care, just so we get there.
All right. Your train leaves the county seat at 7:45 tonight.
Well, we'll be there, and much obliged. Hi, Granny Abner, we're all set. We go to Cleveland, and from there we go to Washington by Buffalo.
By Buffalo. That is, yeah. Going to be pretty hard riding, eh?
No, no,
Not necessary. They got well padded feet.
Well, maybe they have, but I ain't. Lon, you better cancel them tickets.
Well, Emma, that's the only way we can get there.
By Buffalo?
What the man said.
Now, there must be some easier way. Dog sled, pogo stick.
I don't see what you're kicking about. It'll take us a little longer going that way, is all.
Yeah, about 2 months longer.
No, it won't. We'll get there for the inauguration.
Yeah, but who's? How fast do you expect that thing to travel?
Oh, I don't know. 60, 70 mile an hour.
70? What'd they do, shoot it out of a cannon? Lon, you better count me out on this trip.
Count you out?
Yes, sir. I've traveled a lot of hard ways in my life, but I'm just too dead blame old to take up riding a buffalo.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute, Abby.
And
you got
besides,
this...
I'd feel awful silly galloping up to the White House on one of them shaggy critters.
Abner, you're a little mixed
Lon,
up.
Lon, it's bad enough me and you popping in on the president without dragging a buffalo along for him to see.
Well, if you'll just hash up
and
for
and another thing, he ain't got no barn there. You'd have to stake him out on a White House lawn. Them things are as big as an elephant.
I know how big they are.
And think how embarrassing that'd be to Truman if somebody did mistake it for an elephant. Oh, because the Democrats would run him right out of the party. No, we better not go along. Mr. Truman never speaks to us again.
Well, Abner, for your information, we ain't going to ride no buffalo. We're going on a train through the town of Buffalo.
Well, that's a lot better plan. Glad you changed your mind.
I never changed my... Wait a minute, there comes Ben with us. I think I'll ask him if he'll drive us into the depot at the county seat.
Well, you can ask him anything you want to, but I can tell you right now what the answer will be. Fine.
You know, Ben's whole trouble is he never listens to what you say, and I'll prove it to you. Just watch here.
Good afternoon.
Say, Ben, there's a big green dragon following you there.
Right.
See there?
Well, anything exciting happening around here?
Well, yeah, Ben. Me and Abner are going to Washington for the inauguration. And we're just wondering
if... By the
we...
way, Lum.
Yeah?
How many eyes does that dragon have?
Huh?
I just happened to think if it's got 3 eyes, it might be the same one that old man Bates that followed him home New Year's Eve.
No, because is there actually one running loose around here?
All right, Abner, don't you get started, too.
Maybe we could ride him.
So you're going to the inauguration, huh?
Yeah.
You'll enjoy that highly if it's anything like the one I attended. I'll never forget that inaugural parade. I stood there proudly waving at President Zinkelfoos.
Zinkelfoos? He never was President of the United States.
Of course not. He was President of Mulready.
Huh?
That was the year Mulready seceded from the Union.
What? I never heard nothing about that.
Well, they had to keep it pretty quiet so that President Zinkelfoos could continue to collect his unemployment insurance checks from Washington.
Yeah, well, Ben, I wish you'd go and get your car, because we got to catch that train by 7:45.
Yeah. Oh, that was a beautiful parade. First came President Zinkelfoos standing up in the car with his top down.
Yeah, well, Ben, if
to his right sat Mrs. Zinkelfoos, and to his left sat Barney Cleaver.
Who's Barney Cleaver?
Nobody ever found out. It must be said of him, however, that later, during the president's speech on the courthouse steps, Mr. Cleaver sold several dozen potato peelers.
Look, Ben, we
next
haven't...
Next in the parade came Vice President Cactus Jack Zinkelfoos, patriotically clad in the colors of Mount Ida's new flag, red, white, and chartreuse.
Sounds pretty, but
then someone blew a bugle, and the next thing we knew, Vice President Zinkelfoos was being unfurled from the top of the flagpole.
Oh, Ben, you can tell us all that on our way to the county seat. Come on, if we don't hurry, we'll miss the train.
Right.
Well, Granny's Ben, your old car made it after all. We got 5 minutes before our train pulls out. Have you got the tickets, Abner?
Why, no, I thought you had them.
Oh, my goodness. Look in your coin purse. Maybe you put them in there.
Well, Lum, I hate to unsew my underwear just for that.
For pity's sake, did Elizabeth sew your money up in your underwear again?
Same place.
When are you going to grow up?
Wait, Glum, isn't that your ticket stuck in your hat band?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Why don't you recollect things like that, Ed?
Well, Mom, I was...
Did you recollect the lunch good?
Yeah, I got a shoebox full of baked sweet potatoes to munch on and a jar of buttermilk.
I thought it was sweet milk.
Well, it was till after that ride in Ben's car. Well, I certainly hope you fellas have a highly bone void. And if you run into any of the Zinkerfusses in Washington, well, my stars, doesn't that woman heading over this way look like Sister Simpson?
Well, no wonder. That is Sister Simpson.
Well, they certainly look alike.
Well, for goodness sake, Sister Simpson, what are you doing here?
Well, Lum, I tried to catch you before you left Pine Ridge. I want you to take this here box to Washington with you.
Oh, well, much obliged.
Oh, it ain't for you, Abner.
Ah.
It's for Mr. Truman, Lum, and will you give it to him personal?
Why, sure. Be proud to. What's in the box?
That's the actress in there.
Who?
My prize, Raymond Rhode Island Red.
Well, I hope Elizabeth don't hear about this. She told me not to have nothing to do with any chickens on the train.
Lum, you be sure and give that to Mr. Truman now, because I want to repay him for being so nice to my sister Nellie.
Does she know Mr. Truman?
No, but she written asking for a government loan so she could buy a house in town where her daughters could meet some boys.
And did he send her the loan?
Well, no, we didn't, sir. But do you know the very next day they put a National Guard camp right across the road from her place?
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
Say, I believe the train's about to leave. Sir, I'll give you a hand with your suitcase.
Yeah. Come on, Abner. You and Beatrice get aboard here.
Yeah, so long, Sister Samson.
Bye, and say hello to Miss Truman, Fermi.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, hurry up, Abner. Just set the bags down in that seat there, Ben.
Yeah, all right. You know, that was awful thought of Sister Samson to bring this chicken for Mr. Truman.
Well, I guess he can use it. I hear he ain't been able to get by on his salary, and he's hit him up for a raise, I know.
Sister Simpson out there on the platform waving to you fellows.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye. What's you trying to say, Lum?
Oh, I ain't got the least idea.
Well, what are you moving your mouth like you're answering her for a thing?
Well, that's what folks always do when a train's leaving. Nobody ever knows what anybody else is saying. Everybody always pretends they do, you know. Nod your head and smile and always laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way.
She seems to be signaling us like something's wrong.
Well, I don't know what it could be. We didn't forget Beatrice, did we? No, we didn't.
I can't imagine what it could be.
Well, whatever it is, it's too late now. Washington, here we come.
Yes, sir. Here we come. Wait a minute. What am I doing on the train?
That's what Sister Simpson was trying. Hey, Mom, put on the brakes. Pull the whip or do something.
Oh, wait, not excited.
Well, then, if you don't get off now, you'll have to go all the way to Washington with us.
Wait.
Operator, hurry up my call to Pine Ridge.
I'm ringing.
Lon, you ain't got time to make no phone calls. The train's just going to be here in Cleveland for 10 minutes.
Abner, get out of this phone booth. There ain't room for both of us in here.
But, Lon, the train is going
to... I can't help it. We left Pine Ridge so fast, I forgot to tell Mr. Niles that Mrs. Maywinkle is coming in the store tomorrow to look at a Frigidaire electric ring.
Lon, with Mr. Niles in the store, how could she go in there without having to look at it? She'll have her steam boiled and baked before she's halfway through the door.
Here's your party. Go ahead, please.
Hello? Hello?
This is the John and Don store. Wendell Niles speaking.
Hello, Mr. Niles. It's Lum Edwards. And Abner, get off of my lap.
Lum, I can't hear a thing.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
How's Washington?
Oh, he's fine. No, we're just halfway there. What I called for was to tell you Mrs. Ed Maywinkle is coming in tomorrow morning. Wants to see a Frigidaire electric ring.
Well, I'll tell her all about it. Don't worry.
Well, I ain't worried about what you'll tell her. It's Mrs. Maywinkle. She's got a big family, 7 kids besides her in-laws. So you better show her that double oven job.
Good. I'll tell her how she can broil things in one oven while she bakes or roasts in the other. or perform the same cooking operation in both ovens at the same time. I'll tell her about the thermizer, too. How it can be used for steaming, boiling, baking, or as an extra surface unit.
Yeah, mention that thingamabob that saves so much electric current, too. Ed Maywinkle likes a dollar as well as the next fella. Oh, yeah, and something else about Ed. He's the most impatient man for miles around. One of the hungriest, too. When he comes in from doing his chores, he wants supper right now and no fooling. So be sure and tell Ms. Maywinkle how fast-heating them Frigidaire radium tube units are. Oh, and another thing, Mr. Niles, she's a great one for gadding around, so...
I get it. Sure, I'll tell her about the Frigidaire Cookmaster control. How she can set it to cook complete oven meals all by itself while she's away from home. Hey, and I'll also tell her...
Turn it up, please.
Now, wait a minute, ma'am. We ain't talked no 3 minutes yet, like the phone company always allows a feller on a long-distance call.
What do you mean, phone company? This is CBS, and your commercial time is up, mister.
Doggy Rum, look at that sign. You got us in the wrong state, even. Pennsylvania.
That's Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're right in the heart of Washington, D.C.
Hey, what does that D.C. stand for?
Don't you know yet? Stands for Democrats in Control.
Well, now, just where do we go to see the inauguration?
Well, we ain't going to worry about that till tomorrow. First thing we're going to do is drop Beatrice off at the Truman's.
Now, where do they live?
Well, if you'll just look at that building right ahead of us, you'll see it. That, Abner, is the White House.
Well, look at that sign. That's place. Whoop! President Nicholson's never had anything like this. I bound you it's about all Miss Truman can do to keep that place clean. Bet it takes her half her time just chopping enough wood to keep it warm.
She don't do all that work herself.
She don't?
Of course not. She's got Margaret to help her. Well, come on, let's not stand around here gawking.
Yeah, let's get inside so I can take my shoes off. My feet are killing. I think that would be highly frowned upon, Abner.
Yeah, I'll try and behave yourself, Abner. Don't be so country.
All right.
Come on, I think we'll go in that gate where that policeman's standing or whatever he is. And try to keep that thing quiet.
Well, Mom, I bet... Hey, Mom, looky here. Beatrice laid an egg.
Well, good. Good for her. Let's rest it inside. Maybe Mr. Truman'd like to have it for breakfast.
Just a minute, yeah. Where are you gentlemen going?
Oh, we're just dropping in on the Truman's. They thought we'd sit around and chew the fat off.
Well, the Trumans don't live here.
They don't? What happened? Did they have a recount?
No, you see, the White House is currently undergoing a program of remodeling.
Ain't Harry got that porch built yet?
Don't you never read the papers, Edna? They're remodeling the whole inside of it.
What for?
Well, as I understand it, the president had a chance to buy a set of plans awful cheap from a man with a mustache who suddenly found out he had no use for them.
Well, this is a fine howdy-do. Come clean across the country to visit somebody and finally move. Don't reckon they heard we was coming, do you?
I think you'll find that it's fairly common knowledge that the president and his family are now residing across the street in the Blair House.
The Blair House, huh?
That's right.
Well, that was awful thought of the Blairs to take them in that way. Neighborly, bless their hearts.
Well, we're sure much obliged to you, mister. Come on, let's get on over to the Blairs.
Just a minute. Do you gentlemen have an appointment?
Not that I know of. All we got's a chicken. And one egg.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to check with Mr. Ross, the president's secretary, first.
All right. How do we check with him?
You get in touch with Mr. Ross's secretary.
How do you get in touch with her?
You contact Mr. Ross's secretary's secretary.
Maybe we just better eat the chicken ourselves.
No, we promised Sister Simpson we'd give this to him personal, and I, Grannies, we're going to do it. Come on, we'll find a way to do this ourselves. If we don't hurry, his inauguration will be over.
inauguration, nothing. The rate we're going, his whole term will be over. Yeah, Lum, I think this sightseeing trip is a good idea, but I thought we'd come here to see the president.
Well, keep this quiet. I found out this tour final takes us inside the White House.
Oh?
And when we get inside, we'll sneak away and find Mr. Truman's office.
Look down.
On the left, you see the famous Smithsonian Institute. And beyond it, towering magically, you see the most famous dome in the country.
Where? Is Jim Farley still around here?
Hush up, Abner. That's the Capitol Dome.
The Capitol was started in 1792 and completed in 1905.
Granny, it's taken them over 100 years to build it.
Sounds like a WPA project.
And to your right, folks, you see the famous Washington Monument.
Is that Washington's monument?
Yeah, sure.
Well, hit, George.
I know what you're going to say, and it's silly. It ain't supposed to look like him.
I weren't going to say that. I was just going to say they drove the wrong end in the ground.
And now to your left, you see the historic Potomac River. And here is the historic spot where George Washington threw a dollar at home to Potomac.
Where?
Abner, get back in the bus. You can't find it.
I was just trying to see better. Look at there, Lum. That's a long way to throw a dollar.
Oh, I don't know. We got men nowadays that can throw $1 billion clean across the Atlantic.
Now, folks, I'm going to have to ask you to be as quiet as you can while we go through the White House.
Come on, Abner. Now's our chance. Huh? Let's slip up them stairs.
This is the main hall. On this floor is the public reception room.
Lum, you sure we won't get arrested for this, Mark?
Of course not. This all belongs to the citizens of the United States, and we're paid-up members in good standing. Or that is, we are till March the 15th.
What if that FBI catches us in here?
Well, don't worry so much. Try that door there. See if that's Mr. Truman's office.
All right. That ain't it. Just somebody practicing on the phone.
Well, let's try another door, then. I'll never be able to face Sister Simpson again if we don't get this chicken to him.
You want me to try this one?
Yeah, try that door there. Yeah.
I know that ain't him.
Well, come on, we'll keep trying.
They must be rehearsing some music for that inauguration shindig. Hey, by the way, when do we see the inauguration, huh?
Just as quick as we get Beatrice delivered. Here, this looks like a big important door. Maybe this is it.
So did I hope so. If we don't find him pretty soon, Beatrice is going to be a grandma. See anybody in there?
Yeah.
Is it him?
Well, I can't tell. He's facing the other way. He's turning around. Howdy do, sir.
Right.
Well, for goodness sake, Ben, what are you doing in here?
Well, I was just chatting with my old friend, Alvin.
Alvin Barkley?
No, Alvin Zinkelpoop. He's a personal friend of Mr. Ross's secretary, so I spoke to him about you fellows wanting to see Mr. Truman.
Why, that's great, Ben. Wonderful.
And Alvin informs me there's nothing he can do about it.
Huh? Yeah, looks like we might as well forget about Beatrice. Now, I wonder if we can get some seats for the inauguration.
Well, you ought to be able to get plenty of good seats now. It was over 2 hours ago.
Oh, no. No, don't tell me we... Oh, no.
Dog is long. Let's go get on a train before we miss that, too.
No. Let's go back to the Blair House and try once more to give Mr. Truman his present.
But, Lum,
come on. We promised Sister Simpson we'd do it. Aside from the looks of Beatrice here, I doubt if she could make the trip back home.
We can't stand here in front of the Blair House with that chicken the rest of our lives.
Yeah, let's go back to Pine Ridge and mail it to him.
Yes, Lum. That train leaves in less than half an hour.
Well, I, Grannies, I ain't leaving till I deliver this ticket.
Hey, wait a minute, Long. Where are you going?
I'm
going
to give this to the next fella that walks across Pennsylvania Avenue and ask him to give it to the president.
Oh, no. That Long is stubborn as a blue-nosed mule. Talking to him just like arguing on a stump on fire.
Right. Looks like you found somebody. See there? Talking to that gray-haired man with the glasses and the bow tie.
Yeah, he'll stand there and flap his jaws for a half hour. We're going to miss that train just as sure.
Oh, don't. No, here it comes. We can make it all right now.
Well, hurry up, Long. Did he say he'd take the chicken to the president? I told you, Mom, you must have given it to the right man. Look at that. He's going right in the Blair house.
Well, he said he knowed Mr. Truman about as good as any man alive.
Uh-oh. What did he say when he handed the chicken?
Well, I told him it was a Rhode Island red and asked him if he could carry it all right. And he said, well, I carried Rhode Island last fall. I guess I can do it again.
Well, did you get his name?
No, I never, Abner. But you know, a body as nice as he is would make us a mighty good president.
We'll be back in just a moment. But first, here is an important question. Wouldn't you like to be sure, really sure, when you buy your next refrigerator? Then choose Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. Frigidaire, the only refrigerator with a meter-mizer, simplest cold-making mechanism ever built. Your Frigidaire dealer will tell you about many different types and sizes, so you're sure to find just the right Frigidaire refrigerator for your needs.
To be back in Pine Ridge again.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Abner. Don't unpack your hand satchel. Me and you are going to Washington, D.C.
What first? The actress homesick first?
No, we're really going this time, Abner.
Huh?
We've been invited to appear on the program celebrating the president's inauguration. And I grant you, this time we'll really get to see him.
Just so we don't go by Buffalo.
Show is brought to you each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer and Frigidaire division of General Motors, manufacturers of a complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and commercial refrigeration equipment. Ben Withers is played by Clarence Hartzell. Script is written by Roz Rogers and Betty Boyle, with music by Felix Mills. So until next Sunday night, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles saying, good night for Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.